Okay, I guess I'm Dr. Dick Manchester from the Australia Telescope National Facility, which is part of CSIRO.
Good evening, Dick. Yeah. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you.
You're in Melbourne today for a prize. What was that?
Each year the CSIRO gives out four medals. In fact, there's another one called the Chairman's Medal as well. We were fortunate enough this year to be awarded one of these CSIRO medals for our pulsar work.
So you're from the Australia National Telescope?
Australia Telescope National Facility, yes. Which is a division of the CSIRO. It's the sort of basic research end of the spectrum of CSIRO's activities. But we operate the Parkes Radio Telescope and also the new Australia Telescope Compact Array, which is near Narrabri and also in New South Wales.
And what aspects of your work have CSIRO decided to honour you with today?
Well, for the past few years we've been using mainly the Parkes Radio Telescope to search the southern skies for pulsars. These pulsars are very rapidly spinning neutron stars, we believe, and they send out a stream of pulses. The fastest ones go spin hundreds of times every second. These are so-called millisecond pulsars. And we've been, as I say, using the Parkes telescope to search for these things. It's a very big project, and it's an international collaboration involving groups from the UK and England, and also a group in Italy collaborating with us from the CSIRO. And we've been quite successful in finding a fairly large number of these pulsars. In fact, the groups that I've been associated with over the years have found about half the known pulsars, and in the last few years in particular we've found about half the known millisecond pulsars, which are these very rapidly spinning ones.
Well, how many pulsars are known?
We know of about 600 pulsars now. Almost all of these are in our galaxy.
And how many of those would you classify as millisecond ones?
Well, they're a fairly small subset of those. The first millisecond pulsar was only discovered 10 years ago. And the total number known now is about 40.
About 40. I believe one was found yesterday.
Yes, that's right. We're in fact observing on the Parkes telescope at the moment, and we confirmed the 11th millisecond pulsar from this current survey just yesterday.
Are pulsars easy to find?
No, they're not easy to find. It's you need a big telescope, you need a lot of quite sophisticated equipment, and you need a huge amount of computing power. It's a very big computing job, and you also need a lot of time on the telescope, so they're not easy to find, but with given all those things, it is possible to find them.
So what do? Just map out a sector of the sky and sort of slowly scan across until you hit a signal? Or
we point the telescope for a short time, about 2.5 minutes, at a given position on the sky, and then we move on to the next position. We've divided the southern sky up into 45,000 different points, different positions, and we've just worked our way around every one of those. And we take the 2.5 minutes of data from each of those positions and analyse it on a computer and search for periodicities.
So what sort of field of view do you get through the telescope? I mean, how far off axis would a pulsar be before you wouldn't detect it?
At the frequency that we're using the Parkes telescope at, which is 400 megahertz for this survey, the beam width is about 3/4 of a degree. So our adjacent points are separated by about that.
Okay, at the beginning of this program, we heard from three pulsars. Perhaps you could say a few words about what each one is and what it means. The first one we heard was the crab, I believe.
Okay, that's actually... The crab was... it's a famous pulsar. It's located in the centre of the Crab Nebula. For many years it was the fastest pulsar known. It's pulsing 30 times every second. Of course, since it's in the Crab Nebula, we know exactly how old it is. The Crab Nebula was seen by the Chinese in 1054 AD, so it's about 1,000 years old, and it's quite a young pulsar. The next one was 1937. That was in fact the first of these millisecond pulsars discovered. Its period is only 1.5 milliseconds or thereabouts, and so it, when you hear that, you don't hear the individual pulses, you actually hear a tone. And for this pulsar, it's actually 642 hertz, which is a reasonably high musical note. So implies that the neutron star that generated these signals is spinning 600 times every second, which is quite a mind-boggling thing, really, to think about. And then the final one is 0437, which is another millisecond pulsar, which we discovered in this southern survey, which I was just talking about. It's an incredibly strong pulsar. It's far and away the strongest millisecond pulsar that we know about. It's very close to the solar system, to the Sun, by the standards of these pulsars, compared to the size of the galaxy. And it's a binary pulsar. It's in orbit around a white dwarf star. It goes around this white dwarf every 5 days or so. And it's a very interesting system.
We're going to hear about a binary pulsar a little later in the space show. Some observations are being made of one which is going to go through very close to another star and have some rather interesting effects.
We hope so, yes.
Yes. Okay, well, thanks for joining us tonight on the space show, Dick.
That's my pleasure.